Welcome to our show of Talk the Things. Today we are talking about young leaders, and I have four beautiful guests next to me going by the name of
Tommaso,
Kevin,
Inji,
and Jael.
And it's your host Lucas, of course. So I asked my guests to bring a special experience for them about leadership, and I will start with the example of a bad example, actually, I experienced during a music workshop where we built our own beats, and I started to make an idea, and then the workshop leader, he told me that it was a really shitty idea, and if I really thought that could be a hit, and I felt very demotivated by it, and I think young leaders shouldn't act like this and still should find something good in everything to make me want to improve and motivate me to still learn the thing. So yeah, maybe someone else wants to share their experience.
Yeah, I have other bad experience with some leaders, because I remember when who did not like to listen to the opinion of the others, and if they did, they just say thank you and continue with the original idea. That is a big red flag for a leader. But we have other experience.
Yes, moving on to the good examples now. I participated in a dance workshop, and I really thought that leadership was shown in a great way there, because the dance workshop leader was very adaptive to everyone. So she actually tried to as well get the group as well as everybody individually with a pace, always stayed calm and patient, smiling with a positive energy, encouraging everyone, was non-judgmental and accepted mistakes, but also corrected them. And I think that was a great example of leadership, especially because she always moved to show the correct way of dancing and doing the steps so everybody could follow.
Okay, I'll go with my good experience. Some years ago, I was doing my EVS, European Voluntary Services, in Manchester, in England. I worked in a foundation linked to a football club, and every week we organize football tournaments in a suburban area of Manchester, in a school, and for guys between 12 to 15, 16 years old, and every time they have to argue with us, that we were the referees, and so sometimes we were in a big, you know, difficult situation, because they had to say something to our refereeing activities, and the leader of the foundation, I remember exactly this scene, because one time he arrived and he just said to the guys, be responsible, you have to play fair and play football, you're not fighting. And they stopped to argue, to discuss, and they started again to play with a fair play spirit. So it was really a good example of leading. So we will go to the next experience.
See, I remember an experience. I have an experience, is a very good leader. When I belong to my student committee, I remember that I constantly had to direct young people with many energies we did not want to do or participate in the project of school. For warning, that is my putting music in student presentations, helping to pay attention and not to sleep. That is why I learned the importance of adapting the environment of the team.
Thanks for all of your experience, and I hope you out there could also take something home from this. If you want to become a young leader, take these examples and learn from it. Goodbye and see you at the next one. Talk the things.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Oh. Yeah, nice.
I love it.